You know what's funny? Because I'm very so lyric based, there's so many words. There's a lot of image. I don't do this intentionally, but there's a lot of, in order for me to remember like the next verse, a lot of times there's an image that pops in my head. Like, you know that song, I used to open with it all the time. So, you know, it's existential. He was talking about, you know, where have you gone? Like, what the fuck's going on? But the third verse is, it really is taken from Confederacy of Dunces, where he goes and there's a woman and shit. So there, you know. In the shipping room, an old lady sits. In fact, and so I picture that image very vividly. She's in the filing cabinets, and it's dusty, and it's in the basement, and it's some kind of federal building. Vines is a very Joseph Conrad, I picture that. So in that song there, with the kill them all, it's the audio. You know how they have the shots of it, and America's Got Talent, and they got the four people, and then they have that very sort of mainstream audience where when somebody does something that's even remotely weird, they're like. But then at the end, I win them over when they realize, oh, this is a song about, you know, the disenfranchised, and then they're all singing. The group of them, and I get the gold buzzer and the shit that comes down, and Simon's like with the white t-shirt, and he's like, and he's thinking, he's a little old, but could I get him in a boy band? And all of them, and then all in the audience, and people at home, too, people at home, to when they go up, they touch their television, kill them all! Kill them all! They run to the streets and with an anonymous man. It's like V for Vendetta at the end. When then the parliament goes and then the I'm also working on another album that'll come out. And I'm just gonna drop names. Like every song will have just a billion names, and I'm calling it Drunken Mailman. Cause you ever go to parties, and then somebody's being pretentious and they're dropping names, and afterwards you're riding home with your girlfriend, and she goes, "Oh my God, she was dropping names like a drunken mailman."